The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's me, Sam Stein, back again with Will Summer. It's not a MAGA Monday. It's Tuesday. We are coming to you mere hours before what could be, I don't know what you want to call it, the wiping of the civilization of Iran off the map day. We say this because early this morning, Donald Trump bleated. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have the complete and total regime change, where different and smarter, less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? ? So this is scary shit, obviously, and it's very rare for a president to talk like this. Never happens that they talk like this openly. But there's a lot of uproar in the sort of Trump angry MAGA right, or previously MAGA right. And we're going to play a bit of this. The first actually comes from before this was posted. It's from Tucker Carlson. And Will, why don't you set it up? Because Tucker's got his show. Obviously, Tucker's having some issues with Trump. Tucker's not for the war. But I didn't expect him to go this far.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, I mean, Tucker's been kind of walking his way up to finally criticizing Trump for even after the bomb started falling, he started saying, well, you know, maybe Israel tricked Trump. And then when Trump said, you know, maybe we'll leave the Strait of Hormuz, that's not our problem. Tucker loved that. So he's been kind of saying that, you know, Trump's being misled for the most part. But then on a Monday night, he came out with this video where, I mean, essentially, he starts arguing that Trump is the Antichrist. He starts saying, you know, Trump is trying to make himself bigger than God. He's this anti-Christian figure. He didn't dare put his hand on the Bible to be sworn in. I mean, a lot of crazy stuff, or maybe not so crazy. I don't know. These days,
it didn't sound okay. The Antichrist stuff was a little crazy, but the stuff that I saw was not that crazy, right? Like when talk about the part where he attacked Trump for going after Islam.
Yeah, sure. So in Trump's post on Sunday where he said, you know, praise be to Allah, and he's, you know, open the fucking strait, are you maniacs? You know, Tucker, number one, he felt that this was very offensive to do on Easter for Christians, but also he said, you know, attacking Islam is like, you know, attacking the idea of belief in general. And so it's also an attack on Christianity. So, you know, Tucker's clearly trying to pull in, I think, particularly, you know, Catholics. He's trying to pull them in and sort of make them anti-Trump.
Let's play the clip. I have some thoughts on the other side.
Who do you think you are? You're tweeting out the F word on Easter morning? You'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah. So obviously you're mocking the religion of Iran. Okay. If you seek a religious war, that's a good idea. But by the way, no decent person mocks other people's religions. You may have a problem with the theology. Presumably you do if it's not your religion, and you can explain what that is. But to mock other people's faith is to mock the idea of faith itself. And we should never mock that.
I found this remarkable, Will. I just feel like, look, I don't want to praise Tucker because Tucker's crazy and he says conspiratorial things all the time. And he doesn't necessarily deserve to be treated necessarily as the most honest broker here. But at the same time, I found his argument compelling. That if you're going to face an entire religion, if you're going to mock it, but also if you're going to talk about it in these theological terms, that you are not acting as a normal constitutional American president, that this is not what the country is founded on, that you have to respect the ability and the right of someone to practice their own religion, not mock it or wage war in it. And this is not just Trump, obviously. Pete Hegseth, at yesterday's briefing, was talking about the rescue operation for the soldier as some sort of providential matter in which this person was saved on Easter Sunday and God is great and all these things. And they're talking in these incredibly theological terms. And I thought Tucker's anger at it, I felt like it was legit anger, was valid in that moment. Maybe I'm a sucker for his compelling oratory, but it did seem honestly like he was angry. Hey, so this time of year, I'm trying to stay consistent with eating well. But between work, workouts, and commuting, cooking just isn't happening as much as it should. Tempo Meals, however, gives me fresh, balanced meals ready in 2 minutes so I can eat the way I want without losing time. Each meal is perfectly portioned for lunch or dinner, and it's ready in just 2 minutes. That means real food, real fast, without the sad desk lunch or the drive-through regret. With 20 new recipes every week made from nutrient-rich ingredients, Tempo keeps things exciting and helps you stay consistent with healthy eating habits. Even busy athletes like Maria Sharapova swear by Tempo for balanced meals that help them stay on top of their wellness goals. And no matter your goals, there's a Tempo meal for you. So protein-packed meals with up to 30 grams of protein, calorie-conscious, or even GLP-1 balanced meals. It's convenient but flexible enough to fit the way you want to eat. For a limited time, Tempo is offering our listeners 60% off their first box. Go to tempomeals.com/bulwarktakes. That's tempomeals.com/bulwarktakes for 60. That's 60% off your first box. tempomeals.com/bulwarktakes. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I think that's right. At one point he says, this country isn't a theocracy, and by kind of pulling in all this Christian language, you're tarnishing it by associating it with this war. I do think he seems to, obviously Tucker has these, nebulous ties to countries in the Middle East like Qatar, but I do think
this is a problem. Yes.
Yes. but, and supposedly, we also have to factor in that he claims the CIA was investigating him for foreign ties. There's a lot going on here, but I agree with you. I think the argument he was making here was compelling. And I think, frankly, this, as you said, this was before the destroy civilization tweet. And I feel like more and more people are going to start to agree with him on the right, after that tweet.
Definitely. Definitely. You're seeing it already. Before we get to that, though, I want to play the second Tucker clip, where he's just basically saying, this is a make or break moment, line in the sand time. Like, if you feel like things are off the rails, you got to speak up now. So let's play that clip.
If you work in the White House or in the U.S. military, now is time to say no, absolutely not. And say it directly to the president, no. Okay, so you're thinking about using some weapon of mass destruction against the population of Iran, in whose name we liberated Iran. We killed their religious leader for their benefit. Do you remember that? This was last month. Those people who are in direct contact with the president need to say no. I'll resign. I'll do whatever I can do legally to stop this because this is insane. And if given the order, I'm not carrying it out. Figure out the codes on the football yourself.
Here he is. He's saying to, if you work in the White House or the military, you got to be, now's the time to say absolutely not. Time for resignations. Time to raise your voice. I was talking about this, I think, internally the other day, because this is something we talk about a lot here at the Bulwark. And It's hard, right? Joe Kent did it, but Joe Kent is a bit of a wild child, and Joe Kent was then subsequently maligned, and then I think there's an investigation into him. Surely these things weigh over people who want to speak out, right? They went and they targeted six senators, Democrats, for the crime of saying you don't have to obey unlawful orders. So, this is what happens when you have a presidency committed to retribution on all fronts, one that controls the Department of Justice, the FBI, and honestly, where they have a lot of allies and keep spots in the media. That said, That said, there are people speaking out. And so you referenced this first. Let's talk about Alex Jones. Why? It's like we are like finding the most insane people to say, well, they got a point here. But here's Alex Jones this morning after that Trump leak.
A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. That is the definition of genocide. Not a war, not a defensive war, but a literal bombardment, like Martians, you know, attack us and we don't have a defense. And I want to be clear, I am proud I backed Trump the last 10 years. So much good happened. Globalism was absolutely discredited and dismantled. It's part of a larger wave worldwide. But this new Trump really started when Elon Musk got run out of there. In the last 8 months is a disaster.
You know,
well, he says a whole civilization might die. He says he might die. Why is he filming?
I was going to say like that? That man driving 70 miles an hour on the highway and filming himself is making a lot of sense. there's a fake Mike Lindell clip where it looks like he's like busy filming himself and going like 100 miles an hour, but that's real.
I would just not recommend that you shoot a video driving on the highway like that. You can pull over if you really need to do the video, or you can just wait. You know, don't need to post right away. You can wait. We'll get your thoughts later. But what do you make of Alex Jones?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, the backstory here is that Alex Jones, you can see he's kind of trying to, you know, walk this line or explain why he previously liked Trump. In the past, he's been very closely tied to Trump, even after, you know, these the previous strikes on Iran, things like that, things that, you know, the guy who hates, you know, foreign quagmires, black helicopters, this kind of stuff, you would think Alex Jones wouldn't like. And he's taken a lot of flack from that for people on the right, but kind of conspiracy-minded people. But you can see here that he's making a break with Trump. And I think, you know, at his heart, and this sounds, Alex Jones pursues a sort of humanism, right? He is a guy who is like, they're making the frogs gay. They're putting chemicals in the water. They want to turn us into robots. I mean, these are things that he returns to. And so I think when you start saying, you know, we're going to blow up a civilization, I think that is something that in, you know, for all his flaws, I think kind of strikes at the center of the Alex Jones ethos.
That's humanism?
Well, saying you shouldn't blow people, you know, blow up a civilization, I would
say.
Oh,
I thought you were talking about making the frogs gay.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, the putting the chemicals in the water, you know, this kind of stuff that yes.
I was worried about the frogs. Sorry, I didn't realize the
it's frogism.
The side effects. It's frogism. Classic frogism here right there. He's not alone. We have Candace Owens, of course, saying 25th Amendment needs to be invoked. She calls Trump a genocidal lunatic. Marjorie Sherrill Greene also saying 25th Amendment, !! She called it evil and madness. Look, we talked about this yesterday. Like, so on the one hand, Candace has undoubtedly incredibly big audience. Tucker has a massive audience. Their numbers are rising. On the other hand, we're sort of grappling with whether these things matter because you see in the polls that MAGA voters still like the guy and, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene left Congress, right? Like, so I just have trouble weighing what the significance of this is. It's fucking notable, obviously. I'm trying to think of a parallel on the left. Like, what would be the parallel? It'd be like if, you know, during the Obama years, John Stewart was just saying, you know, this guy's, you know, out of his mind trying to pass Obamacare, get him out of office. But like, I don't 25th know, that's Amendment. Not even remotely close.
Yeah, I mean, someone like, yeah, Obama or Rachel Maddow or something. But again, I mean, a lot of these figures, particularly someone like, you know, on the right, I think what's unique is that these right-wing media figures really have so much more power than their left-wing or liberal equivalents. I mean,
right.
A lot of these people are, you know, on let's say MSNBC or whatever. I mean, they could be rich and they have shows with an audience. But these, someone like Tucker is like almost like an operative unto himself, and he goes to the White House and he does all this stuff. So I think it is a challenge figuring out how important this is for Trump's popularity. On the other hand, I think we can look at sort of anecdotal things. Like, for example, you know, there was just an article about the MAGA merch store that closed because after the war, everyone stopped coming in. I mean, I think the polls can show a kind of like blind faith in Trump or a sort of like, you know, as we see with Megyn Kelly, she'll say, well, I just hate those Democrats so much. You know, I no matter what Trump does, he could drop a nuclear bomb and I would still support him. But on the other hand, I think a lot of that support for, I don't think there's a lot of like real like zest for the war. And I think were something, you know, to happen. I mean, I think Trump was very lucky that the pilots were, or the airmen were rescued. I think if we start getting more casualties or casualties in Iran based on this sort of civilization ending plan, you know, I think we could start seeing that reflected in the polls.
Yeah, let's play Megyn Kelly, because I think this is the nut of it. Like, people are just going to go back to this type of thinking. But let's play what she said.
Trump could drop a nuke and I'd still vote Republican over those people, because
you're,
they want
to Avenue voter.
In some ways, I really am. But honestly, what they want to do is nuke our own country. You know, it's like the open border, what they're doing to children, all that stuff is still they would do it all if put back in power. And I think most Republicans know that.
What the fuck? Like, it's not even remotely on the same ledger. Nuke a civilization or like be kind to transgender athletes. Gotta choose, you know?
You know, it's striking to me that a decade ago, you know, she was this like profiling courage for turning on Trump over a rude debate performance.
She was on NBC talking about how, you know, being sympathetic to transgendered kids.
And now she says, oh, who cares about a little nuke?
But that's the thing. It's like, if nuking some population overseas is not a line too far, then I just don't know what is. Like, at what point do you just have to say you're kind of cultist about it, right? Like, that is kind of cultist. Jesus, it is so dark.
If I would just add another reaction we're seeing, I think from people like Eric Erickson, the talk radio host, people that are kind of more mainline conservatives reacting to this, the idea of ending the Iranian civilization, is people are saying, you know, this is madman theory. You know, he's just bluffing. This is like when he threatened Kim Jong-un with fire and fury. And we'll have to see. But I think Trump is in this, you know, people are recognizing, I mean, he's kind of in this bind and he doesn't want to lose. He doesn't want to lose face. And so it just seems like it's going to keep escalating.
Yeah, and it's whatever. I mean, obviously, I'd be incredibly thrilled if he backed off and there was some deal. I think the entire world would be thrilled if that was the case. And I'll even let these people say, ah, he's such a great negotiator, art of the deal. He always knew this was going to be the outcome, and he just played the hand perfectly. Yeah, go, feel free to say it. I don't care. But it's not like this comes without a cost, right? Like, you're, you know, scaring the living daylights out of people. We already have dead servicemen. Thousands of people in Iran are dead. The oil markets are spiked. The economic ripple effects are profound. We've burned every alliance that we cared about over this. And we're threatening to leave NATO. And if you get a sort of deal that gets you back to the previous status quo, like, that doesn't make you a master negotiator. It just makes you an idiot, honestly. But if they want to say that he did it and he got great negotiation out of it, cool. I'm happy for them. You know, I was thinking when we were talking about this, you were talking about like the sort of anecdotal stuff, like the metrics that you can tell if he's losing popularity. Have they been doing those like Ohio diner interviews on TV that were popular in 2017, 2018? Have you seen any of those?
Not that I've seen.
We should do those. We got to go back to the diner as a genre, a reporting genre. I'll send you there.
Well, you know, someone just went to the diner where the Trump administration official supposedly teleported to for the Times.
Oh,
But I think that's the new genre.
That wasn't a diner. That was a Waffle House. Get it right. Come on now. Totally different. Yeah, that was a good story. I should have thought about that one. I was a little jealous of that one. Okay. I got nothing else to add. I'm like, how are you preparing for tonight? I'm like nervous. I was nervous last night for like the UConn-Michigan game. This is a different type of anxiety, I got to be honest.
I think it's really grim. I mean, I think, you know, it's one of these situations where, you know, I think we felt this way a lot, whether it's January 6th, these other things under the Trump, you know, Trump's presidencies. But, you know, this really feels like really much starker, a stark moment of sort of like, is someone going to do something?
Yeah, no, it's bad. Well, I'm glad to hold hands with you and walk through it well. Really appreciate your help for my emotional stability. Everyone should follow False Flag, subscribe to it, and subscribe to our YouTube feed where you get really uplifting conversations like this. Talk to you soon.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.